Does living a life that is focused on personal happiness imply a level of selfishness? In this episode, I'm going to address this question that was asked of me by someone recently regarding my life philosophy to live long and prosper. Let's get into it. Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss the multitude of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Specifically, much of what we share is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. Welcome to episode 5 of the Live Long and Prosper podcast. This episode, we're going to address a question that was raised to me about my philosophy to live long and prosper. And the question was simply this: hey, Matt, if you believe that you should live long and prosper, does that imply that you're selfish or a level of selfishness? And it really made me think as far as really what my philosophy meant and how it should be applied and really get the essence of it. Did it mean that I was selfish? And as I thought about it, and as I'm continuing to think about it, I honestly do believe that there are levels, if you will, to selfishness. And I think that life in general lends itself to a level of selfishness that's needed in order to self-preserve oneself. But I also know that it's important that we recognize the difference between someone who is selfish in the cause of preserving themselves, but selfish versus selfish at the expense of others. So I want to be very clear as far as what that means as far as being happy. And I think that happiness is very subjective. So my level of happiness will be different than someone else's level of happiness, or what makes me happy will be different than what makes someone else happy. But I think that all of us should strive to live a life that's happy, that they feel the best that they could ever feel in their life. This is an individual journey at the end of the day, even though we kind of share this space collectively. So I think that in order to survive, in order to live that long life, you do have to have a certain level of selfishness where you're thinking about yourself, because if you don't sustain yourself, what good are you to anyone else? But at the end of the day, again, we share this space with the rest of the world, and we do not want to gain at the expense of others. So that's where that selfishness, that bad connotation of selfishness could really play a role. So I wanted to clear that up a little bit. I thought it was an excellent question by my friend. I really want to chew on this a little bit more, but I definitely believe that there's a level of selfishness that's required in order for us to live a long life and prosper and be the happiest that we can be. But at the same time, you want to make sure that happiness doesn't come at the result or the expense of someone else. I hope this makes sense. You guys have a great day. Live long and prosper.